Good morning, everybody. Today's the day the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm so glad you're here to do it with me. How exciting, right? Well, I love that we have just a really full call this morning. We've been praising the Lord for quite some time already before we even got onto the recorded call. But I would just want to let you know that I praise the Lord for each and every one of you every day. And that I pray for you and those that you come in contact with, because I know that what he shares with you today and each and every day is not just for us. It's so that we pass it on to other people, and that I know that you're ministering in the marketplace. And I know that sometimes the enemy tries to distract us and keep us from fulfilling what God really has purposed for us. So I just want you to know how much I love and I appreciate you, and thank you for inviting friends and things like that to our call as well. This morning, we're going to be talking about transformation, not information. And so that's going to be our title and our topic today. So let's go to the Lord in prayer first, and then we'll jump right into our study. Father God, thank you so much for another incredible day. You know, Lord, I loved how warm it was here in Texas yesterday. It was just like the perfect day. So thank you for that. And then you got it really chilly again. And I just want to thank you for your sunshine and how it warms us and warms our hearts. And I want to thank you for heat in our home and plumbing, Lord. You know, last week was a rough week with the flu. So I just want to thank you for just those little things that sometimes we just don't take the time to just really thank you for and show our appreciation. Lord, we could go on and on just praising and thanking you. And Lord, we just first off want to thank you for your goodness. Lord, I want to thank you that every single time that your mercy and your grace triumphs over the judgment. Lord, I just want to thank you that you've given us the ability to love and to love you and to see your goodness and your love. Father, I pray that you would speak through my mouth of clay today to help me to bless your children, your sons and your daughters. Lord, I just pray that as we study your word today, that our faith would increase, that doubt would decrease. Lord, that everything that comes out of our mouth, every word, every breath that comes out of our mouth would be something that would be pleasing and praising to you, not complaining, Lord, but that we would speak life into each and every person that we come into contact, and especially into our own lives. So, Father God, I pray that I would decrease, you would increase, that you would speak through my mouth of clay. Give me supernatural recall of your word. Share your wisdom with us, Lord, and we receive it now, because we don't want to leave this call the same as we came. Thank you. We love you and bless you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, one of the things I wanted to talk to you guys about today that's really been on my heart, and I know that for some of you, we've got a few people that are on the call that are a little bit younger, and you might not even own a Bible. I totally get that, because a lot of people just do it right on their iPad or in their phone. But what I'm seeing is that we're no longer a people that are people of the Word. And the word is so important. I see people that tweet a message or a meme that has a Bible verse or a Bible meaning to it. A lot of them aren't even Bible verses anymore. And they think that they're good, that they've done enough, that they've gotten to the word, and they're a Christian. But we're supposed to be people that are diving into the word, that we want to be so connected to the Lord. And the only way we can do that is by hiding his word in our heart and in our minds. And right now, I understand that we are wired for quick thinking, right? Everything in this world is quick. We've got, you know, In-N-Out. We've got In-N-Out burgers. We've got In-N-Out Quick Marts. We've got tweets. We've got six-second vines. I mean, we don't even watch a 30-second video anymore. It's like, oh, give me 6 seconds in this vine. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, talk to somebody that's under 18 years old. They'll explain what that is. But we have instant friendships on social media. We can double tap a picture, and then we're instant friends, and we show how much we love and like somebody. But what we've lost is we've lost relationships. And many of us are entrepreneurs, and we know that the way to have a successful business is we've got to be in relationship with people. Otherwise, they're going to just jump to the next you know, Amazon sale or eBay sale or something else, and we'll lose our livelihood. But in the process, by not spending the time with the Lord, we're losing our lives. I want to ask you, and you don't have to post or tell me, but I want you to really think about it. How much time have you spent with the Lord this week? And it's not good enough. And I'm really glad that if you go to church, I'm glad that you do that. Absolutely. If you get on this Bible study, I'm so thankful. But this can't be the only time that you spend with the Lord. You've got to decide that you're going to take the time to spend with him. So how much time have you really spent in his word, reading, listening, praying? One of the things that the enemy loves to do is he loves to cause distraction, right? In this world, we can get distracted so easy. I recently was listening to a study about attention spans, and it was brought to my attention in the latest study that we have an 8-second attention span. That's it. It used to be 28 seconds, not that long ago, just a couple of years ago. But now we've got an 8-second attention span. I know that for some of the NFL teams now, they're actually writing into their contracts and their agreements and how they do business that they get a cell phone break every 30 minutes. I've been in church services where phones are being typed on constantly. Now, I don't know if they're taking notes, but I would highly doubt it. Not the entire time. We'll take breaks every 30 minutes to be on our phone. You know, I'm saying get your face off Facebook and get your face in the book. And I'm not saying that it's got to be 24/7, but the Lord does tell us to meditate on it day and night. He tells us to hide it in our heart. There's been a study by the University of Stanford that says millennials get too distracted and aren't learning after 30 minutes. So if you're talking or teaching or training them for longer than 30 minutes, you've wasted your time. There's reformatting how we go to college. Now, is this a good thing or a not good thing? Well, I don't know. I like everything instant, right? I like things that are fast and quick. I'm a D personality with an I right underneath it, super high D, super high I. I like quick things. I like to move from thing to thing. But I can tell you, the very scripture that tells me to be still and to know that I'm God, and that's one I wrestle with. If you guys follow my Facebook very often, you'll see I post that because it's just like, man, Lord, I'm just really struggling with that. Be still. However, I know when I do it, I'm more creative. I know I'm more in tune with my purpose. I'm more passionate about what God has for me. Are you a student of the Word? I mean, we're probably not even reading the Word to the capacity that we should, but are you a student of the Word? I love the verse, John 15:4, and I'm going to read all my scriptures today from the New Living Translation. It says, "Remain in me, and I will remain in you. For a branch cannot produce fruit if it's severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitless. Or you cannot be fruitful, I'm sorry, unless you remain in me. So remain in me and I will remain in you, for a branch cannot produce fruit if it's severed from the vine, and you cannot be fruitful unless you remain in me." So if you're finding lack in some area of your life or your business, guess what? I can tell you the answer is in the Word. Whether it's a relationship issue, whether it's a business issue, whether it's a financial issue, whether it's an understanding issue, whether it's depression or frustration or any of these areas, the answer is in the Word. And the only way that we can do that is to remain and be fruitful in areas. To produce that good fruit, we've got to stay close to the vine. The way we do that is by being in the Word and to study the Word. We need to be people of the Word and not people of social media. No, I love social media, and I'm very active there. But I'm saying that if you're not spending as much time in the Word as you are in social media, you've got life out of balance. There's only one way to really get that filling of the Spirit, and that's through Scripture. Now, the one thing that we can't really do is scroll through our Bibles, right, and double tap the likes and click the like button, right? I want to encourage you, even if you do have an electronic Bible, I want to encourage you to go out today and get a real Bible, one with pages. There's something about touching the Word. I use my electronic Bible a lot, but I also know that when I'm studying the Word, when I'm touching it, it's so tangible, it's so real to me. It comes alive in a different way inside of my heart when I'm touching the page, when I'm writing on the page. And I know we can highlight, I know we can type in notes in our electronic Bibles, but there's something different that takes place when we read it, when we read it out loud, when we touch it, when we write our notes. Write in the Word. I want you to read Scripture. I want you to read it and experience it popping off the page and becoming so alive to you. You know, we make time for the things that are important to us. So how much time do you spend in the Word? You know, I could tell you what your priorities are in your life and in your business. All I have to do is look at your calendar and your checkbook. Do you actually have it in your calendar, the time you're going to read the Word? And to be honest with you, I don't care if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, put it in your calendar. Look at it every day. Make it an appointment. Make it a date between you and the Lord of the universe. A lot of people aren't sure, like, how do I read the Bible and things like that. So let me just tell you a few things that you're going to experience when you do read and you do study the Word. God's going to speak to you, so be ready. I loved one of my mentors this summer just recently became a Christian, and he said, right from stage, he said, you know, I had never understood how people would say, you know, God speaks to me, or God told me this, or I heard God say. And he was like, I just thought that was the weirdest thing because I'd never experienced that. And he started reading his Bible. And he said the neatest thing happened. He said at his salvation experience, he realized who God really was. He felt like he really mattered to God. He felt his presence. He said, but when he started reading his Bible, he said that he heard God speak to him. How awesome is that? I can't tell you, there's nothing that gets me more jazzed and excited is when I hear the Word of God. Now, I've heard the audible voice of God a few times in my life, but I mean, I'm talking about when I'm reading the Bible and he's just bearing witness to my heart and my spirit, and I have thoughts that could only be from the God of the universe coming into my life, coming into my thoughts. But just know that when you read the Bible, God's going to speak to you too. The Bible's really just a story of God's great love letter to us. It holds the keys, every key to abundant living. God creates perfectly and abundantly, and he loves us so much that he wants us to understand. The Bible's going to help you find your purpose. It's going to give you hope. It's going to help you to speak in a different way. It's going to help you to react to things in a different way. It's going to give you something to quote when you're coming and you're going. Just like people in the Bible, it tells us in I believe Deuteronomy, that we're supposed to have it written on our hearts and keep it on our foreheads, which means we're supposed to be thinking about it all the time, and we're supposed to speak it as we're coming and we're going. We're supposed to be encouraging other people with it. It's going to plant a new plant inside of your heart. That's going to grow. It's your responsibility to share this with your children and your children's children and the children around you. We're supposed to do it daily. We're supposed to read it. We're supposed to study. And we're supposed to allow it to transform us. This is about transformation, not just about getting some information. Allow it to transform you. It tells us in Romans 12:2, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you can discern what's the will of God, what's good and acceptable and perfect. If you're confused or you struggle with making decisions, get in the Word. It tells you right now you're going to be able to discern what the will of God is and what is good and acceptable and perfect. It tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17, if anyone's in Christ, we're a new creature. The old's passed away and everything has become new. We need to live like it, and we need to realize that it's a constant transformation. And the way that we do that is by transforming our minds. How do we do that best? By reading the Word. So how do we study the Bible? I'm going to encourage you, don't be all over the place. Don't be one of those people where you open your Bible and just hope something's going to jump out at you, right? I want you to come up with a real plan. There's Bible reading plans you can download free where you can read through the Bible in a year. Maybe if that's too aggressive for you, you do it in, you do it in 2 years. I know if you sat down and you read the whole Bible cover to cover, I think they say that it takes a little over 40 hours, like 44 hours of nonstop reading if you're a quick reader. Maybe you're not. Maybe you want to go deep. Maybe you want to study. But set goals to achieve your Bible reading, just like anything else. Figure out what works for you and then commit to it. Maybe you just start with one proverb a day. So you go to the book of Proverbs and you go there and you read. There's 31 chapters there. Most months have 31 days, and you can read one chapter a day, just whatever the day of the month is. Maybe you read 5 Psalms a day. Maybe you decide that you want to really know who Jesus is, so you start in the book of John. I'm going to encourage you, don't really start in Genesis, because you're going to hit Numbers, and it's going to be really boring. So you can decide that if you want to read it, that you, to me, the best way that I found, if I'm reading through the Old Testament, because there's just a couple of areas that I find really dry, hard for me to get through. And so what I do is I combine part of the Old Testament and part of the New Testament. But figure out what is going to work for you and then start. Stay consistent. Maybe you decide you want to just start reading in the New Testament, Matthew. Maybe you want to read the letters to the churches after Jesus arose from the dead and Paul started penning some of those. You could even start reading about Acts, which was the first church, if you want to know about, you know, what's church supposed to be like, and what are we supposed to do now that Jesus has gone back into heaven and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father? There's all kinds of different places to start, but I want to encourage you to start and start with a plan. And then I want you to find a time and a place. Be consistent. Just you and the Lord alone. Make sure it's in your planner. Make sure that you're intentional with it. This is really important. You make time. I know you do. For finals and the final shows for things, and you have your own show that you wouldn't miss on television, or you've got playoffs that you wouldn't miss in sports, and make this be just that important. Then I want you to journal your thoughts and reflections. You know, we can go back and we can see how God's been so faithful when we journal our thoughts and our reflections and what he's speaking to us. You might want to grab a pen that's multicolors, and maybe you write, your scripture or whatever is the main thought for your day in black. And then as the Lord speaks to you, you write in red. Or if you've got things or actions he wants you to take, you write in green. Or if you've got additional questions as you're thinking and pondering and meditating and studying the Word, you write it in blue. But whatever it is, journal your thoughts and reflections. And then take the Word with you wherever you go. Hide it in your heart. One of the things I'm going to encourage each one of you to do every single day is, even if you get into the Word, you read one scripture a day, post it on Facebook. Hide it in your heart. It's going to create some accountability for you, but then you can share it with other people. Okay, and I'm not saying Bible thump people, but I'm just saying whatever an encouraging verse is to you or something that speaks to your heart, post that one verse on Facebook. You know, it tells us in James 1:22-24. But don't just listen to God's word. You have to do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourself. For if you listen to the word and you don't obey, it's like glancing at your face in a mirror. You see yourself, you walk away, and you forget what you look like. So post the word, do the word, live the word. Allow it to not just be information that you're reading, but it's living and breathing, and it's transformational. Let it change your life. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is alive and powerful, It goes on to say it exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. Get passionate about God. Get passionate about your walk. Get passionate about spending time with Him. I can tell you there's no sweeter place than to be in that place of studying God's Word. Let it transform you. Get a translation that you understand and make sure that it brings the Word alive for you. I like the New Living Translation. Some people like the Message. It's really easy to understand. And some people like to read some of the older versions, and there's nothing wrong with that. But for people that don't normally study the Bible, you might want to get a translation that's easy to understand and uses language that we use today. But whatever you do, find that quiet place, that time without distractions. Fill your mind with the things of God and allow it to impact your life, not just Facebook and your Twitter feed. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, thank you for another amazing time that we could spend with you, that we could be in your Word, we could be in your presence, Lord. We love you and we thank you. Lord, we just praise you for all the appointments showing up at Rebecca's open house, Lord, and that she pressed through and didn't allow doubt and disbelief and the enemy to rob her of your blessings and your goodness of being able to bless other people. Lord, we thank you that she was able to bless her unexpected guests. We pray a blessing on that woman that stopped in, that was not invited, Lord, so that she felt loved, that she felt like she understood, like she's got a new friend and someone that can bring additional joy into her life through Rebecca. Lord, I thank you for her voice as well, that you allowed her to use her voice to lift praises to you and to also to minister to others as she sang in the musical yesterday. And Father God, we just pray for Bonnie and for Chili's unspoken requests. Lord, you know the burdens on their heart, the heaviness that's there. Lord, I pray that you'll bring them peace, that you will answer their prayer requests, Lord, and that you would do that in a miraculous way so they'll have that testimony to give to you. Lord, I just pray for Jean's friend, Rosa. Oh, Lord, I just pray you will calm her stomach now in Jesus' name. We rebuke the enemy. We stay the death angel and the angel of infirmity and sickness and disease. We rebuke you now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray right now that your goodness, your sunshine, that beautiful beach, all the goodness that you have for her, that she will be able to enjoy her vacation, her time away. Lord, I pray that you will just help her to be well. We command every cell to come into alignment, the flora inside of her intestines to come back into a proper alignment and distribution in place, Lord, that you would give her a calming. We ask this in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for Carol's father-in-law, Lord, that you would give them all peace, that they would not fear, that they would know that the doctor is just someone there to help minister. Lord, I pray that you will touch the hands and minds of those doctors and nurses that are caring for him. Lord, I pray that you will help everything to be clear in his test with the irregular heart rhythm, as well as the spot on the bladder, that it will be gone in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for Bob, that you would give him a positive cash flow, Lord. Help him to increase his belief. Help him to increase his activity. Help him to take hold of those things that you've given him, because you tell us in your Word that you have given us the ability to create wealth, Lord. So help him to take advantage of those supernatural ideas that you've given him. Give him the strength. Give him the positivity. Give him the energy, the words to say. Send favor out before him, Lord. And help him to act out on that faith. Not just the ideas, but you tell us in your Word, Lord, that faith without works is dead. So, Lord, I pray that you will give him the activity that will create the wealth for that positive cash flow. Lord, we love you and we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace and mercy. I pray a blessing upon each person that's within the realm of my voice, Lord, that they would have a blessing and know that they are blessed to be a blessing. Lord, bless their business. We ask for finances to come from the north, the south, the east, the west, in unexpected places. Lord, we ask that you would help us to have your eyes, your ears, your hands, and your feet in order to fulfill the call on our lives, and that we would be faithful. We would be faithful with what you've given us. what you've given us stewardship over, and that it would be righteous, and we would do everything as unto you and not as unto men. We love you, Father God. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Have an amazing week, everybody. I can't wait to see your scriptures coming through your Facebook feed or your Twitter feed. And then also, be sure to invite other friends to join us again next week. And give me your prayer requests and praise reports throughout the week. I'll be happy to pray and praise with you. I love you, and I'll be with you next week. Bye, everybody.